Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matthew Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's been a lot of concern about workforce development and training for those entering the workforce and those transitioning to other jobs recently. And there was an event in the Capitol to kind of kick off a real focus on this in-state government. What's going on here?
A key to economic success for all Pennsylvanians and Commonwealth as a whole is to ensure our students and workers are prepared to fill the good-paying jobs of today and tomorrow. House Republicans launched our Good Jobs for PA. You can search that online, hashtag Good Jobs for PA initiative this week, focusing on efforts to enhance our workforce development system to help students, underemployed and unemployed adults, as well as returning military veterans and others entering fulfilling family-sustaining careers. The effort is aimed at addressing the skills gap and worker shortage faced by industries across the state, as well as enhancing educational programs and access to training opportunities for workers of all ages. The launch coincided with the governor signing an executive order to create Keystone Economic Development and Workforce Command Center. The center is charged with addressing barriers to employment and enhancing cooperation among education and workforce development entities.
And I know you do outreach in your district, and you have a few events coming up that people might be interested in where they can actually get to talk to you about what's going on in the local area as well as state government. What do people need to know?
Well, I will be hosting a series of morning meetings beginning Tuesday, March 5th. These meetings give residents the opportunity to sit down with me and discuss local and state issues that are important to them. I also use this time to inform residents of what I'm doing both in the district and in Harrisburg to best represent them and their interests. The dates and times are as follows. Tuesday, March 5th from 9 to 10:30 a.m. in the Myersdale Community Center, 215 Main Street, Myersdale. On Friday, March 8th from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in our Uniontown office in the Fayette Chamber of Commerce building, 65 West Main Street, Uniontown, Suite 200. On Thursday, March 14th from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the Ohio Powell Stewart Community Center, 15 Sherman Street, Ohio Powell. And finally, on Thursday, March 21st, from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the Confluence Community Center, 711 Logan Place.
There's also a special opportunity coming up for seniors from your area that people may be interested in that gives them a chance to see their state capitol. What's going on here?
Well, this is an important one to get out there. We've been talking about it on the radio show for the past couple weeks. We do have information in our offices and also some mail going out to many of you that have attended our events in the past. It's being held on a first-come, first-served basis, and seating is limited. But as you said, my office is hosting a senior bus trip to the state capitol on Thursday, April 11th. The bus will pick up participants at the Uniontown Mall, Markleysburg Fellowship Center, and the Shop and Save in Grantsville, Maryland, for those who live in our Myersdale and Salisbury areas. The cost is $40, and that includes your bus ticket and tip. You'll be given tours of the state capitol and the governor's residence, and lunch will be on your own at the affordable Dodge City Steakhouse, which was featured on Season 2 of Food Network's Restaurant Impossible with Chef Robert Irvine. For more information or to reserve your seat, contact us at 724-438-6100 or 814-634-4390.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matthew Dowling.